And now the game where we invite somebody who does something interesting on to do something that doesn't interest him. This is Milwaukee. It's a beer town. That's why Randy Sprecher came here years ago to make beer for one of the big breweries. But he didn't much like the beer he was making, so he founded his own brewery. And now his friends keep showing up at his door all the time with really lame excuses. Randy Sprecher, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Great to see you. They like you. They've had your beer. So tell me the story. Is it true that you years ago worked for one of the big breweries here in town, the now defunct Pabst Brewery?
Right? That's right. The Pabst Brewery came out here in 1980 from the West Coast, and it was quite an experience there. Somebody like myself, a brewing supervisor, we were doing like seven 12s a week at times, 84 hours a week.
What does 7 12s mean?
7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, gosh, when you do that much work, you go, I might as well be doing this for ourselves, you know, what
really?
The heck, you know. I had actually thought about doing the beer thing clear back in 74. I wrote the California ABC people about inquiring about having a brewery license, and they were, well, where's the railroad and $50 million or whatever to get started, you know. And I said, no, I'm going to make a little 500-gallon or maybe 1,000-gallon self-made system or something, and go from there. And they were going, what the heck is this guy talking about?
Really?
You know, that sounds a little crazy at those days. And then, of course, back then I also was starting to dabble with root beer recipes.
Really?
And, yeah.
Well, yeah, these days, would you say it's true that your company, Sprecher, named for you, is more known for its root beer and sodas than it is for its beer?
Well, it certainly is across the nation. We aren't known for beer across the nation so much, but we certainly are known for the root beer. And, of course, my passion is the beer. Always enjoy a nice root beer as well. A draft root beer sometimes is pretty satisfying.
Under what circumstances would that be satisfying? So you're working at Pabst, and what I like to think... In fact, I took a tour of your brewery years ago, and they kind of implied that you were at Pabst, and you liked it, except you thought the beer tasted bad, and you thought this needed to be fixed.
I don't think it tastes bad. I just had a preference for other beers. Having spent 18 months in Bavaria in the 60s in the military, I had a real palate for European beer, and Pabst was making what we call adjunct beer. However, we were...
Wait a minute. Is that what you call it?
That's what the industry calls it.
It's adjunct when you add beer?
Adjunct is another ingredient. Adjunct, yeah. You know, the more you stir, the less the junk. But anyway, it's a name for other types of ingredients, you know, that add to the alcohol, keep the color light and the body light. And so American light beer, light lager we'd call it, is what was most popular.
You've drunk a lot of beer, I'm guessing, in your life, professionally.
I guess I've had my share.
I know there's so many different varieties and flavors now. What is the worst beer you've ever had?
Oh, well, that's a bad thing to say. I was like, how about, usually one of the best. I won't say what's the worst, but there's certainly some beers out there. Well, I know there's a brewery that's defunct now, so I can talk about them. The old Schaefer Brewery over by Cleveland, I think. And they had some pretty... It was tough.
It all depends how you drink it. It depends how you drink it, though. That tastes really great in a funnel. you just need a... Don't use a glass. Use a funnel. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to shotgunning, by the way? I know that that's not responsible behavior, but people used to do something called shotgunning. Do you remember that?
Well, actually, that was after my time, and in between here, and it's probably gone again. I don't know. I'd get some college kids here to talk about how they do it. Shotgunning, I guess, was something where you have two holes. You see how Miller's trying to punch another hole to go faster or something?
Yeah.
You know, it's pouring a glass and enjoying a glass. But shotgunning, I guess I didn't have the experience. I like my beer in a glass, thank you.
Yeah. One thing I'm curious about, everybody knows how to talk like a wine snob, even if you're not one. You know how they talk. Oh, it has floral notes of raspberry, whatever you say. Teach us how to talk like a beer snob. If I wanted to show off my knowledge of beer and I'd take a sip of beer...
You burp.
It doesn't have to be true, but just tell me what sort of things I should talk about. What should I say?
Well, the beer snob today, I guess, would be more of the Belgian with the fine ales, with long-aged and have refined bouquets and a beautiful head on it to seduce you into... try to drink some more of this.
You know? And you could be head of the CIA and get drunk.
Why... This beer is so seductive it wants to write my biography. Hey, I know that you have a lot of varieties of beer and a lot of varieties of sodas. Have you ever tried something that totally was a failure?
In the beer and soda?
Yeah.
Well, a failure in the sense that it doesn't sell or have a following, that's not
No, I'm talking about failure like you make a batch, you drink it, you put it down, you say, listen, no one must ever know. That's what I'm talking about.
Early on, as a home brewer and stuff, there were batches that you would go, oh, gosh, do we have any animals that might drink this? You know, put it out back, you know.
Why are you so svelte for someone who drinks a lot of beer?
You know what? I've been working at it. It's hard work when you get older.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I drink less, work out a lot, you know. So yeah. Swimming, I've been doing my share of swimming. I love swimming.
In beer?
In beer. low carbonated beer, because when it foams up too much, then you can't see where you're going.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And it gets, it gets kind of gassy. You want oxygen, not CO2.
Then everybody else gets out of the pool, and it's terrible.
I like that. Yeah. It's like turn head to breathe, put head down to drink. Turn head to breathe. That's pretty much how half our audience spends their evenings anyway. So why not just swim in it?
When you're invited to a party and it's BYOB, is that a lot of pressure?
The biggest pressure is what to bring and how much. You always can bring. We make quite a range of things, so I know we got something for most palates. And it depends what kind of party you're going to, I guess, which you're going to come up with.
So. What if you're going to the Republican Party? What kind of beer do you drink?
At this point, they just need a lot of it.
Yeah, they need a lot of it.
Well, Randy Sprecher, we are delighted to talk to you about beer, but in fact, we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Prepare You Sinners to Receive the Sharp Edge of God's Judgment.
Uh-oh.
You brew beer and make wine and brandy, which means that Carrie A. Nation, the famous and famously violent prohibitionist of the 19th century, would have loathed you. We're going to ask you three questions about the life and career of Carrie Nation. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine.
Well, I'm glad you picked a favorite person of mine. I've known him for years.
Oh, sure. Carl, who is Randy Sprecher playing for?
Randy is playing for Dan Seidner from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
All right. Now you know that Carrie Nation was the most famous of the temperance activists or the prohibitionists. Her habit was to go into bars and smash bottles with hatchets, right? Famously.
Well, I'm finding out.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
Where were the police?
She referred to herself as what? A hatchet-wielding, bustle-wearing scourge of drinkers, tipplers, and sippers. B, a hellish vision drawn from the sickest nightmares of the drinking man. Or C, a bulldog running along at the feet of Jesus, barking at what he doesn't like.
Now, that's quite a list of choices,
it
I'll
is.
Tell you. That's, I guess, since she did use the hatchet, let's go with number one.
You're going to go with the hatchet-wielding, bustle-wearing...
Well, you said that she whacked those bottles,
she did.
So...
Actually, no, she said C, a bulldog running along the feet of Jesus. She was propelled by her religious faith, Ms. Nation was. Next question.
Goodness.
Once she got involved in the temperance cause, Ms. Nation liked to walk into bars and address the bartenders how? Was it A, good morning, destroyer of men's souls? B, man, I would kill for a drink. Or C, duck.
Well, I don't know. We can go with A or C, but Doc, she's got the axe, right? The hatchet. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll go with, okay. All right, audience is generally right, right? We'll go with the majority. We'll go with A.
You're going to go with A, and they are right, and you were right. It was good morning, Mr. Mansell. It was only later that she started going in and smashing the bottles with a hatchet. Later in life, Ms. Nation needed money to support her activities. How did she raise the money? A, she auctioned off the chance to watch her take a drink. B, she sold souvenir hatchets. Or C, she sold photos of herself in a swimsuit.
I'm going to go with B, I think, on that one. The swimsuit, who knows what you're going to get there. Holy cow.
Yeah. It was 1910. It really wouldn't have done much.
Could drive you to drinking. You know?
The answer is you're choosing B, selling souvenir hatchets.
Let's try that one.
That's right. That's what she did. She was famous for her hatchet.
She's
amazing.
Yeah. Carl, how did Randy Sprecher do in our quiz?
Randy had two correct answers, so he wins for Dan Seidner.
Well done. Randy Sprecher is the award-winning beer meister at the Sprecher Brewery here in Milwaukee. Randy Sprecher, thank you so much for joining us.
Chop, chop, boom, boom, ooh, you so, chop, chop, boom, boom, ooh, you so,